Welcome to the Future Self Guided Visualization. I invite you to sit with your back straight and to rest your hands where they feel comfortable and close your eyes. Now begin to breathe deeply and slowly in through the belly. Allow your belly to inflate like a balloon as you inhale and deflate like a balloon as you exhale. Inhale and inflate that balloon in your belly. Exhale and deflate the balloon in your belly. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Take a few more breaths. And then continue breathing as is comfortable for you. We are going to take your thoughts, responsibilities, and deadlines and put them into pages on a book, and then put that book on the shelf for now. You can come back to it later. For now, it's just you and your breath. Anytime your mind wanders, gently remind your thoughts that their place is on the shelf for now. I invite you to focus on your breathing. It's as easy as saying, I am breathing in now, I am breathing out now. Now, I invite you to use the imagination God gave to you. Imagine you are in a beautiful garden or on a mountainside with grasses and flowers. Take a moment to feel the grass beneath your feet. You are barefoot because the grass is soft and cultivated and no bugs are here. It's nice and it's cool underfoot. Like a painter's brush, use your imagination to create a lovely garden that is just how you like it. What kind of flowers are there? How about bushes and trees? Go ahead and create it now. If a garden doesn't come to mind, simply place yourself in a beautiful garden that you've seen before. Now that you're placed in your garden, breathe in and enjoy this garden. Notice the wonderful smells here. Notice the sights and how it feels to be here in this spot. Peaceful, safe, and quiet. As you enjoy your special spot, you notice a bench is here, and you realize it was put here just for you. What type of bench is in your special garden? Is it a metal or concrete garden bench? Or maybe a swinging bench? Maybe it's one of those swinging benches with a big twin mattress and lots of cozy pillows. Or maybe it's something else altogether. Now that you've chosen your bench, go ahead and sit on it and enjoy your surroundings even more. The gentle breeze picks up and moves through the leaves and the flowers dance. The breeze flutters in your hair and you feel comfortable and cool. You can't help but smile. in the distance, you notice someone approaching. You can't make out the face, yet you are not startled because you intuitively know this person. As the person comes closer, you realize it's an older version of you. It's you, 5 years in the future. At this point, you greet each other and you invite future you to sit with you. Before you catch up with each other, you feel relieved that future you looks happy and well-adjusted. And you realize you are sitting next to the version of yourself that has already gone through the next 5 years of your life. And she's made it through successfully. Now you turn to future you and you ask questions. Think of the thing you're experiencing right now that is really annoying you or bringing you down or takes up a lot of focus and energy each day. Hold this thing in your mind. And ask future you how they were able to make it through this very challenge. Listen to the response. Ask another question if you've got another. Think of any tips, a focus, how they opted into Christ's atonement to get them through. And listen to the responses. As you have this exchange with future you, you realize that the anxiety and fear of the future doesn't exist within them because it's already been lived. The things have already happened, and here you are, 5 years in the future with more experience, strength, and vision. This generates an optimism toward the future in your current self right now. Breathe in that optimism deep into your lungs and let it settle into your heart. Allow it to sink into your bones. As you both sit together, reveling in the fact that you've made it through the 5 years and all that comes with it, a peacefulness surrounds you. A sense of knowing who you are fills your heart, and a gratitude for where life has taken you settles in. You feel in this moment that Heavenly Father is keenly aware of you. If it doesn't feel real now, your 5-year future self is a testament of that truth. Future you has been led by the hand of God. Future you has felt God's love. You both have. When we take a moment to look at where we've been and how we got there, God's hand is a part of it if we have eyes to see. Both of you sit together in quietness, enjoying each other's company as you swing or sit on that bench. Enjoying this beautiful garden, basking in God's love, and enjoying the shared victory of what you've been able to accomplish together and with Christ. It's time to say goodbye to your future self, but you don't feel like you want to say goodbye to this valuable resource. What if you just invite future self to walk with you? Both of you can merge into one, as if you zipped all that knowledge, experience, and trust that the thing is already done, already lived, and you have come out on top. Zip that up inside and notice how it feels as future you integrates with current you. Notice fear and anxiety for the future melt away. Feel a trust in yourself and a trust in God grow. Breathe deeply in as you feel these things. Now it's time to say goodbye to the special garden you've created. Know that you can come back anytime. It will be there whenever you need it. Say your goodbyes. Now, with your imagination that God gave you, come back to this room. Come back to here and now. Notice the sounds in the room. Feel the ground beneath you. Take a deep breath in and start to rotate your wrists. Wiggle your fingers. Now rotate your ankles and move your toes. I invite you to take a nice deep breath in, find a smile, and open your eyes.